Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
So I'm just going to go to Lauren first because she's freaking out over here. Lauren, hi.
Hey.
Are you nervous?
A little.
There's no need to be. So we were going to do this bit. We're just going to do it today. But it's you're now the youngest person that's part of this group.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And so we were going to do some references that we know to see if you even knew what they meant. That's all it is.
Okay.
Don't be nervous.
Cool.
See, look, now she's all cool.
Yeah, she's better now.
Hey, 30 seconds ago, she's like, I don't know what's about to happen, guys.
I had
guys.
No idea what
How
was
old is she?
Happen.
I'm, you know, never ask anybody their age.
I'm 26.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
I didn't ask.
Thank you.
I don't think I can legally.
I think for purposes of the segment, could you?
I don't know. I didn't read that rule
like
book.
If you were interviewing her, you could not.
What am I doing right now?
Interviewing.
No, she's already got the job.
You're interviewing
No, but
her.
What am I doing right now?
Looking at Amy.
I'm interviewing her.
It's a fun game. Mm-hmm. Playing a fun game.
Lauren, so you've been on with our show for how long now?
About almost 3 months now.
And how's it been going for you?
Pretty good, yeah. Everyone's great. I love it here. It's nice. Yeah.
So we usually don't put people on as early because we've had people we've put on the air a little bit and then they get a little Instagram clout and they leave. Now, raise your right hand. I.
Lauren.
Promise.
If I get Instagram clout.
I won't leave. All right, you guys go with that?
That was it.
Good.
We have it on tape.
Well, now we got it. And now we sue her, right?
Right.
And you're from where?
New Jersey.
And not super familiar with New Jersey. I've been to Atlantic City.
Okay, yeah. So that's more, I'm from like North Jersey, right outside New York City. So that's more like South Jersey.
She's from Newark.
Not Newark, but close to it.
I've flown into Newark.
Okay, yes.
And I've been on the Jersey side of the water.
Okay, yeah. No, it's nice. That's where I'm from. It's my people over there.
And how did you end up in, what's
she from Hoboken?
Hoboken, that's where it's at.
I'm not from Hoboken. I'm from Morristown, which is all close to that. Yeah.
What other New Jersey things do we know? Yeah. What about
Nets?
But
now they're Brooklyn, so it doesn't count.
What do you say?
What
do you think the capital of New Jersey is?
I know this. It's Jersey City.
I don't know.
Boom.
Wrong.
Nailed.
Wrong.
What?
It's Trenton.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Oh, it is? You just, the words came out wrong?
Yeah. Misspelled it.
And so when did you get to Nashville?
3 years ago.
And why did you come to Nashville?
I got a job just working in the music industry, broadcasting with radio, and just have stayed down here ever since.
And did you come to Nashville to do radio?
Yes. Radio, broadcasting, all that.
What did you do where'd you go to college or school or whatever that was?
I went to Penn State.
Wow. Hey, we got us a fancy one.
Wow. We got a sporty one.
Is that a Nittany Lion? What is that?
Nittany Lions, yeah. Yep.
And don't answer Lunchbox. Where is Penn State, Amy?
Well, is it Pennsylvania?
No. Like what town do you know?
All I know is Jerry Sandusky coached there.
Oh, why would you bring that up?
That's a pretty tough time, huh?
Yeah, that was really a little before me, but yeah, tough time.
Yeah, tough time. Yeah, that's Dang, true.
But I mean,
that's what a lot of people associate with
exactly.
it. They don't know sports.
Yeah, I do not know sports.
Joe Paterno, I've heard of him. Joe Paterno?
Yeah.
Okay. Sandusky's boss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a crazy story.
Where do you think
story.
Penn State is?
Pennsylvania, for sure.
I
yeah,
said
the
that.
Town.
Sanduskyville.
They changed the name.
That's not it.
Paterno.
Youngstown. Do you know?
No, you know what? The first thing that popped in my head was it's in State College.
Yes. Yeah, that's that, yes. Yeah. That would have been my answer.
But it sounds like a weird.
I said it accidentally when I was talking to Amy.
Oh, you said
Amy? Well, I said and I pulled it back because she's from College Station.
Well, I went to college. Right. I went to A&M.
And that's actually the name of the town. I always just thought that was
State College. Yeah.
That's such a weird name. I always thought it was just a nickname for the city.
So is College Station.
No, but the nickname is Happy Valley. That's what we call it. Right.
But I thought State College.
Not
I didn't
so
know
happy
it's an actual.
Back then.
No.
So you went to Penn State, and when you went to school, did you have the idea that you wanted to be into broadcast?
I knew I wanted to do something with broadcasting and the music industry. I wasn't really sure exactly what. And then I just took a couple classes and did like the college country radio station up there and figured out that's what I really like to do. And just went from there.
How was that country station at Penn State?
It was just the college station, but it was fun. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And
so what do you do from there? So you finish college and then do you look for any kind of job at all?
Yeah, I was looking for broadcasting jobs, and I actually stayed up there for a couple months doing radio up there. And then I networked around and got offered the job down here in Nashville in 2019 and have been down here ever since.
So you came right before the pandemic?
I did. I came actually in March of 2019, so I was here for a full year before the pandemic happened.
Okay, so at least you got a year of Nashville.
Yeah, I got to experience it.
Did you have any friends in Nashville when you moved here?
No, I didn't know a single person, no family, nothing. I moved here sight unseen within 2 weeks of getting the job and just rolled with it.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, a lot of growth has to happen. I've done that too. A lot of growth has to happen there.
Oh yeah, it was really hard. I definitely called my parents a couple weeks in crying, like, I don't know if I did the right thing here.
Did you ever want to go back?
Yeah, there was a part of me that wanted to go back, but I stuck it out and made friends, and now I'm really happy here.
What's the goal? Like, in this wasn't the whole idea of this, but I like her. I mean, she's already super valuable around here. What's your like career goal?
I really want to stay in broadcasting. I would love to do kind of what like Scuba Steve does and just be the executive producer, some on-air stuff, but I really like doing more behind-the-scenes production work.
What do you think about Scuba Steve? He's not listening. I turned his ears down. You
He's
like
actually
him?
Like the worst.
He's the worst.
Are you trying to take his job is what I heard?
That's what I heard. She wants to replace his job. Let's spin the wheel and see who gets the job.
Ooh, cool.
Spin that wheel. So you've been with our show for 3 months. Where did you, when you moved here, what job? What did you come to a station here?
Yes, I was working on Nash FM on the Ty Bentley show back then. Yeah.
So you work with Ty, and then when Ty left, did you stay over there?
Yeah, I stayed with Chuck for a little bit, and then that show got canceled, and the whole station changed all during the pandemic, and then I bounced around from a couple different shows, and then I just really needed a job, so I was working at FBMM as like a assistant for one of the music managers over there. And
what's
then I
FBMM?
Came here.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a music management company where they like help the artists with their finances and, you know, say you have enough money to tour or do stuff like that.
So you were telling people they don't have enough money to tour?
I wasn't the one doing it. I was just the assistant to the person telling.
Here, I'm
going to
log into my account. Will you tell me if I have enough money to tour?
But it wasn't like that wasn't a career path for you. That was just a job.
No, it was just a job that I needed. But everyone there was really nice and it was a good learning experience. But I always knew I wanted to get back into broadcasting.
How has it been here? How did you hear about the job? And what was the job specifically entailing that we were offering?
I think I just found it online, honestly. I went to CRS and it was like during that week that I remember seeing it. And it was looking for a audio producer here on the show. And so I reached out to a couple people I knew who knew people here and was like, hey, could you maybe put in a good word, send in my info? And it took like months to get a response and get in here, but I just stuck it out.
Well, that's weird. No one reached out to me.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They won't.
Well, she said reach out to them, put a good word. No one reached out to me.
They wouldn't. They won't.
And so who did they talk? Because I didn't know anything about even the job until way, way, way later. Who was the first person you talked to from here?
Scuba.
So he found your information.
Yep, yeah.
Called you. Did he interview you first?
Yeah, I had like two Zoom interviews with Scuba and a few other people within the company before I actually got brought into the studio here to have an interview with you. And then I got the job like a week or two after that.
And how was that interview? Could you come up? Did we just go on? Is it my office?
Yeah, we were in your office and you just asked a few questions like, what do I do? And just stuff like that. And then that was it.
When you left, did I say anything like, hey, because I remember meeting you, but I don't remember the interview. Because I think I did a lot. I did five or six of them, I think. Yeah. Did I say anything like, I think you have a good chance at this job or anything like that?
Yeah, yeah. You were like, I really like you. I think you have a good chance. And even if you don't get the job, maybe we can find something somewhere else for you within the company.
I mean, that's what happened with Abby. Abby didn't get the job.
Yeah, that's exactly what you told me.
Oh, did I?
You were like, Abby, that's what happened with Abby, and that's what we did with her. So I left feeling pretty good knowing that, like, even if I didn't get the job, maybe something else would happen down the line.
That's awesome. I meant it, too, because I definitely don't say that if I don't mean it. But yeah, Abby didn't get the job, and then she wrote me a thank you card and just was just like, hey, I hope everything's good. And I was like, man, that's really cool. She follows through. She follows up. And so now she's like one of the really important cogs of this show. And so you've been here for 3 months and you come in and what do you do in that studio over there?
I am helping with the titles for the podcast. I'm putting together the blogs for the website, editing the videos that Eddie sends to Morgan, which I then like go in and I do the captions for.
You do?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's
I didn't know that.
Thing. I just started that. I am helping Kevin and Pitts back there sometimes edit up the audio for the podcast.
Doing it all, huh?
Writing the Women of iHeart Country script. Doing a good bit.
Are you busy the whole time?
Yes.
It's always something?
Yes, always something. But I really enjoy it.
Yeah, we're not saying you're not enjoying it. No, we like you. We like you.
Yeah, we like you.
Yeah. I mean, she wrote those intros the first day I started doing them. They were like really cutting and hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, some of them were kind of...
Because I went to Lauren and I was like, hey, would you mind just... Because I would do these intros and I was like, would you mind listening to this and writing some of them? And she was like, yeah, sure. And then I just left. I didn't give her any sort of, say, turn it in by this date or anything. And I came in, they were just here. And I was like, well, let me read these. And I was like, oh boy, she went hard. They were hilarious. They were so funny.
Thank you.
And so your overall experience so far has been good?
Yeah, it's been great.
Has everybody been pretty accessible?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Who have you talked to the least?
Probably Mike D, to be honest.
Well, Mike talks to everybody the least because Mike
doesn't
really
talk.
Mike doesn't anything to anybody ever. Not because he's mean, because he doesn't say a lot of words. So Mike probably the least. And who probably Scuba the most?
Probably Pitts and Kevin the most. I mean, I share a room with them back there and I spend hours with them back there.
Are they stinky?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got stuck in a room with two boys just like talking sports and crap to each other all day long.
But they don't like stink.
Oh, no.
They're not that way.
No, not like that.
They look like they stink.
Yeah, well, you know, they could also be
they don't.
Being stinky, you know?
Oh, sure.
You know, like Lunchbox does.
Mm-hmm. I want
to make sure that's not happening.
Oh. Like, what do you mean, being stinky?
Making stink
when you
come
fart
out.
On people.
Yes.
Oh, I go in there, that room to fart.
You go in that room that she's in to fart?
Yeah.
Why not just go to the bathroom? It's like 10
No, sometimes I'll be in there talking, and I'm just like, well, it's coming.
Gross. It's coming.
What about Ray? Spend time with Ray?
Yeah. Ray has taught me the board, and... all that. I had to come here at like 3 a.m. a couple times to learn all of that, but it's been great.
And do you feel like if we just left you up here to run the board one day, you could do it?
Yeah, I think I could have a good understanding of it right now. Yeah.
Ray, what do you think?
Maybe a couple more training sessions.
I think I would want maybe someone by my side one more time.
Okay. Yeah. But overall, it's been a good experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Well, okay. So Lauren, you're 26. And what we're going to do is read you some of these references that we know, and just to see if you know what they are.
Okay.
For example, Vanna White.
From Wheel of Fortune, right? No, not Wheel of Fortune. She walks across the screen and she presses the letters, and if people guess is that Wheel of Fortune?
It
okay,
is.
That is Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, good.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, and the reason this came up is because Amy's niece, who is 19, didn't know who Vanna White was.
Oh. Yeah. Because I had her, she was at my live podcast event and I needed a little Vanna White for the giveaways.
Wait, Vanna White was at your live podcast?
No, I needed someone to come out with the giveaways and walk across the stage and then take them to the listener that won the giveaway. And she was like, what? Who's Vanna White? And I was like, I looked at my sister and I was like, you've failed as a mother. Mm. How does she not know Wheel of Fortune?
What about this?
Scream.
What?
No.
Let me do it again. Okay, yes.
Yeah,
did they that's
do
right.
Scream? Yeah.
But yes, but it's based, that's a parody from the actual.
Wow, oh. I forgot
but
about
she
that.
But she went right to that. That's good. Wait. So, No, so it's from the Budweiser commercials back in the day in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But Scream is doing a parody of those.
Okay.
So you did, that's right.
Well, I knew Scream, but yeah, not the other
okay,
one.
Okay, okay, okay. Let me see. That's pretty good, though. I give her...
That's not bad.
Half a point.
I give her half a point on
yeah,
that
that's
one.
That's good.
All right. There's no scoring scale on this either, but we'll see what happens. How about if I say I'm going to go full Kool-Aid man on that? What does that mean?
It's when the Kool-Aid guy like runs through the wall, right?
Boom, that's yeah. right. I'm giving you...
That's amazing.
I'm going to give her an orange for that one.
What?
Like I said, the scoring system makes no sense.
No, it really doesn't make sense.
Yeah. How about you're killing me, Smalls?
Oh my God, it's the baseball movie. Is that Sandlot?
That
yes.
Is. Good.
She's really good.
I'm gonna give her 1 point and a banana.
Okay.
All right. How about
Pac-Man points?
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you are the weakest link?
It's from a game, right? A game show, The Weakest Link?
Yeah, that's correct. Good.
Uh-huh. That's just a guess.
All right. You know what? 20 points.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. You ever, how about Be Kind, Rewind?
That's when you would bring like the movie back to Blockbuster.
Are you from a small town?
No, I'm not from a small town. I just
from Hoboken, dude.
She's from Hoboken.
By the city, right she's outside
from,
the city.
She's from Trenton.
She's from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
You know Vinny?
Oh, yeah. Me, Vinny, Snooki.
Ronnie.
Ronnie. We hang out all the
time. That's awesome.
Dude, I can't believe she knows all these answers.
Same. I'm going to give you one, Give a Hoot, Don't Pollute. Oh, do you know what that is? Give a Hoot, Don't Pollute.
Is that the Smokey the Bear, saying? No, I don't know that one.
Close. Smokey the Bear said, only you can prevent forest
that's
fires.
The one.
Yeah.
Give a Hoot, Don't Pollute was that owl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Hoot, yeah.
Hoot. You don't remember the owl?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, you get no points, Eddie.
Okay.
That was
no bananas for
that
me.
Was between when Eddie was already an adult, though.
Yeah, that was Woodsy the Owl.
Okay, guys.
But do you guys know Woodsy? Am I the one?
Yeah,
I know
exactly
it.
What you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says, who is in your top eight?
MySpace.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Do you have older siblings?
No, I'm the oldest sibling.
Do you learn this in a history class?
Wow.
No, I just know my pop culture pretty well.
That's old school. Okay, how about boing, boing. Boing, boing, ding.
Is that like the computer starting up, like AOL?
We'll go with that, or the internet.
She's dialogue.
Yeah,
can't get her.
Hey, she's a historian. For us, it's normal. She's a historian. How about very nice? Lunchbox, do it.
Very nice.
Oh, that's Borat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Obviously, it's a classic.
She hasn't missed one. How about life is like a box of chocolates?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, good.
She said Borat's classic.
What about Lassie? Do you know who Lassie is?
No, I do not know that one.
Lassie, think about it. What do you think Lassie is? It's an unfair one because for us, we'd have to know history too.
That's really old.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the dog that like saves the kid who falls in the well.
Oh my God.
Right?
Okay.
You can't
Did someone
her.
Tell her all this stuff?
Yeah, this is crazy.
She knows everything. Okay. How about The More You Know? Bum, 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 bum. We'll play the clip for you. The More You Know.
I know it's like the star, the shooting star. I just don't know what
that's it.
From.
Wow.
That's the thing. It's from I think NBC, mm-hmm. and they would Saturday mornings do public service announcements.
Yeah, but that's like a famous meme now. Like the more you know.
Oh,
the
okay. So you know
star,
it from
that's
a meme.
That's what I know it from.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Okay, how about do you know who MacGyver is?
He's like that survival guy, but I never watched the show or anything like that.
She was given the answers.
But is he real or fiction?
See, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. MacGyver. I don't know about survival, but I understand him. He was like a guy who would.
Oh, he got out of, yeah, he survived.
But he would solve and
innovative.
Be a crime fighter type guy. By
maybe she knows MacGruber.
Maybe him? she's like Bear Grylls.
He is like Bear Grylls.
Mm-hmm. How about Star 69?
It's when you want to prank phone call someone, right? So your ID doesn't show up?
So Star 67 is blocking an ID. Star 69 calls them back, right?
Yeah.
Mike, she still knew what it was.
Pretty good, though.
I'm surprised that at 26 you would know most of this stuff. That's crazy. Well, you passed.
Wait, I got one for her.
You get to keep your job, huh?
Oh, she won't get this one.
Go ahead.
What movie is this from? Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I wouldn't know that either, though.
Yeah, I got her, though. Hey, I got her. Watch this.
I don't even.
Yeah, Eddie, you're gonna go.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead, Lauren.
First of all, who are you trying to sound like? It sounds like Morgan Freeman. You're trying to be like.
No, it's not Morgan Freeman.
It sounds like you're trying to get busy living, get busy dying.
Who are you trying all right. to be?
Hey, the point is, she didn't get it.
Well, not yet. Do it again.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I have no idea.
It's like Lassie.
No, it's
like
that black and white.
No, no, no. I know I'm saying it's from that time. It's like Lassie.
Gone with the Wind,
it's
man.
Gone with the Wind.
From like I would have never known that.
30s, 40s, 50s. I don't even know.
Got her.
See, that's not that pop culture.
Got her real good.
He knows that because he's the old show.
How about this one? Who are were the three boats they came over on?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
There you go. It's the same kind of crap you're asking. Yeah.
But she got that one.
I know. But that's just history.
Yeah.
More than like...
Who was the first president?
Yeah. So... Everything going good for you?
Yeah, everything's going great. Yeah.
Feel good? You have friends?
I have friends. I have a great life.
What do you do for fun?
I just go out with my friends. I hike. I hang out with my dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a 4-year-old chocolate lab. Her name is Zion.
Oh, I bet you that a chocolate lab, it can really move. I mean, that's a very energetic.
Oh, yeah. She's full of energy.
That's cool. We have Eller, who is part husky and part hound. It's nonstop energy.
Oh, yeah, that's Zion. Nonstop, always wants to play, always wants to eat, everything.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming. You thought we were going to do something crazy. We didn't.
Yeah,
we just wanted to run through that quiz, but also let everybody get to know you a little bit.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was kind of nervous coming in here. I had no idea what I was going
to
be asked.
Do you get nervous when you have to come in the studio during the show for any reason?
No, not like anymore. At first I did because I didn't really know what to expect. But, I mean, when you tell me to sit down in front of the mic and... You're not going to tell me what we're going to talk about. Yeah, I got nervous.
That's what he does to us every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you have no idea what we're going to talk about.
No idea.
Nope. And do you get nervous?
Nah. Not anymore.
Okay, let's just spill the tea on Lauren. All right, everybody, who's got it? Just kidding. Oh. Nobody has this built.
Lunchbox?
You know what, Lauren? I did want to bring up the fact that you got sent that box.
I did.
From Luke Bryan. And
yeah, you know what she said to me? She goes, so I don't exist? I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. She's like,
You said nobody knows her.
Nobody knew. They didn't. That's why we had to do this whole 45-minute introduction to her because no one had ever heard her name in their lives.
But maybe she does. So.
How do you think you got that package? Yeah.
I have no idea, to be honest. I was also shocked when I got it.
Do you know
I'm
Luke?
Happy I got
do you know
it.
Luke Bryan?
I'm still shocked.
I mean, we're kind of friends a little bit, I guess. But
she just hangs out on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You ever met Luke Bryan?
I have once, a couple years ago.
And how was he?
Really nice, cool guy. Just everything you would expect when you see him on TV. He's just like that.
I haven't met him yet. I can't wait.
Yeah. You're going to love him. You're going to be good friends.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay, Lauren. Well, I hope you had fun today.
I did, yeah.
This is her intro segment. Is this online too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Big deal.
Big steps over here.
Big steps. Okay, what do you go do right? When you walk out of the studio, what project are you walking into?
I'm going to start writing the Women of I Heart Country script more.
Can you put more curse words in there? I'd like to hear Amy cuss a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can really make it like dirty up in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty up in there.
Do you know what? If I say we're gonna ship them, what does that mean?
Like relationship, like you're gonna put them together. Yeah.
We were doing that earlier. They didn't know what that meant.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, yeah, she's 26.
Hey, old people, right?
Yeah, old
am I right?
People. They're
am
not.
Right?
Into
okay.
Old
yeah,
people,
she just right? got shipped, like engaged. Recently.
You just got engaged?
I did.
Yeah.
Left that one out.
I wasn't going to ask it. Hold on. Guys, I'm in a different position than you guys.
Oh.
I can't be like, yo, we got a boyfriend.
That's
I can't.
True. That would sound weird.
I can't.
Oh.
I didn't even want
to
go.
Wait, Bones, you don't have to ask it. Yo, you got a girlfriend? Boyfriend?
Yeah. No, but I can't do that. It's until I have an actual friendship with someone, and those are common things that we talk about off, I'm never not going to go like, so what's the deal? You dating somebody? I'm not going to do that. So I did not know because I purposefully... I will go and talk with Lauren.
Yeah, she's.
I'll stop. We'll talk.
I'm really shipped now. Yeah.
You're shipped.
Yep. She's shipped.
So I'm talking about
Yas
Queen.
To the dock.
So what's the deal?
I just got engaged.
Pull that microphone up a little bit to you.
I just got engaged in September to my boyfriend of 2.5 years, and that's
2.5 years. You meet him here?
Yes, we did. We met here through mutual friends at like a backyard barbecue party, and he proposed to me at the Penn State Auburn game, like with all of our family there the day before the game. And
this year, and you guys won that one.
Yes. Oh, Penn State dominated Auburn.
Yeah.
And that's it so far. That's all it is. We're going to get married sometime in 2024.
Wait, what year are we now?
2022.
Oh my, yeah. Why are you waiting so long?
There's no need to rush it. Like, why are we going to rush it?
Well, then why are you engaged?
I don't
know.
Put a ring.
He just wanted to put a ring on
it. Put a ring
on it.
Makes
no sense.
He knew what he had, and he was like, "I'm going to put a ring on it."
Yep.
But he doesn't want to commit all the way. Why rush it?
It's a reservation.
No, yeah. It's like no. So
and you can
much,
always cancel
no,
a reservation,
that
right,
goes
Eddie?
Into it. So, yeah. There's so much that goes into it, and what happened with COVID is so many venues and things are now completely backed up because so many weddings all got pushed. I know so many people that are waiting till 2024 because they're like literally having to put in their.
You know
name.
So many. People.
So many.
How many?
I'm just saying.
Amy. You know so many people.
So many.
I'm trying to make her feel comfortable because it's not just about him wanting to just have cold feet or put a ring on it and then not make a move or do anything else.
Like I didn't say that, but those... Okay,
let's just say...
Let me say this.
No, I sound like Lunchbox.
And Lunchbox has been... Yeah, you do. Lunchbox and I have been together for how long?
19 years.
Right. Idiotic people say idiotic things.
So, like a lot.
Yeah, and sometimes he's not idiotic.
Wait, hold on. Eddie just said that it's like
I
a reservation.
Said reservation.
So, and he's right. You can cancel it at any time.
I didn't say that.
She's not going to hear Lunchbox say that and judge all of us for that.
Okay.
She's just going to look at him and think he's an idiot. And anybody who agrees with him, like Eddie.
I'm not agreeing with him.
I have read articles
about people,
about a lot of people that have had to push their wedding an entire year because they can't get the venue, like the church or the reception venue that they want because everything is so booked up because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. No, the place we looked at, they're already all booked for fall of 2023.
Until 2029, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
The earliest we could get was early 2024. So
start building one right now. So you guys have been together for 2.5 years?
Yes.
And he is in music?
No, he does... he's actually in like in between jobs right now, but he's gonna do. He does like construction, logistics.
Pretty muscular.
Planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a little, like I guess. He, yeah.
No, he sits behind a computer. He doesn't actually lift things.
Oh, that's so like, he's not the one like building this.
Yeah,
stuff.
He's not
more the planning.
That's
yeah.
What I meant.
Like, yeah, no, you thought he was out with the hard
jackhammer.
Hat.
No. I was like, okay, I see, I get it.
He's in the air conditioning.
I get it. And so, is he from here?
No, he's from Atlanta, and then he went to Auburn, and then after graduating,
you guys both.
He came up here, and that's why we went to the Penn State Auburn game. Yeah.
And all the families get along?
All the family gets along. They've only met once. So the first time his parents met my parents was when he proposed to me. So.
And then they'll see each other again in 2024 at the wedding.
Yeah, we'll see each other at
I'm
the
sure
wedding.
A shower
and
then that's it. Or something.
Yeah.
And did you take a picture and post it immediately when you got engaged?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Of course. Did you know it was coming?
I kind of knew it was coming. It just kind of seemed obvious. I was like, oh my God, my whole family's flying in this weekend. I wonder what for.
Had your nails done then?
Had my nails done. The best part was a couple of days before that, I was like putting together something in our house and he never cares about my nails, but he looked over at me. He goes, if that's going to break one of your nails, like just stop. I'll do it.
Oh, wow.
That's a big one.
I was like,
oh my goodness.
He's got one knee pad on walking around the house. It's so
trying to stay safe.
Well, Lauren, I know I've told you this privately, but I'm very excited that you're with the show, and I think you have a really bright future here.
Thank you.
And you have a really good work ethic and a good attitude, and thanks for coming on with this, and this is hopefully the first of many.
Yeah, thanks.
And if you're happy, we're happy.
I'm happy. I had a great time up here.
Today.
Today.
But all days.
All days, every day.
Who's the grumpiest?
Oh, definitely Lunchbox.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, for sure.
The grumpiest. Like, yeah, but when he comes in, he's kind of, you know. Yes. And who is the most pleasurable, like a lot of energy, friendly when the morning starts?
Probably Eddie when he walks in. He's always super nice.
Yeah.
Always super friendly.
What'd I say when I walk in?
Morning.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Why Lunchbox, do you do it like that?
Lunchbox walks in like complaining about something.
Always, right?
Do you ever see him ride down on his bike?
No, I have not seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
I don't know sure that he does. I think he keeps one behind the dumpster and he drives in and just grabs it and
rolls it. He rides it to his car right down the block.
Yeah, I think that's it. Okay, Lauren, good to see you. Good to meet you on the air.
Thank you.
And you can go back to your hole now.
Yep, go back to writing my stuff back there. Thanks, guys.
There she is, Lauren, everybody. Yeah. First time on. Great job, Lauren. Okay. As she's walking out, is there anything else that I want to do here? You good over there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Someone got caught driving 174 miles an hour yesterday in a souped-up Volkswagen Golf.
Wow, they go that fast?
I don't know what a Golf is.
It looks like a little...
it's a hatchback.
Like dumpy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to describe it. A hatchback's like, I would never use that word. I guess I don't know what that is.
It's just kind of got the back that kind of slopes back into the bumper.
Oh, a hatchback is where you can't... there's no wall between the trunk and the car, right?
Yeah, it's just one. It's just, it kind of slopes down into the bumper.
They must have put something in it because to go that fast.
Yeah.
174.
What do you mean? Something
in it,
like nitro?
Something massive. Turbo
boosters.
They don't go that
fast. Yeah, you can hit the boosters like on Fast and Furious.
You should feel adjusted to daylight savings time by 7 p.m. tonight.
Well, tell
this
my
one
kids.
Isn't hard for me to adjust to. It's
yeah, I'm
one
okay.
In the spring.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've been okay with this one.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I mean, I don't like how dark it is at
early.
2.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, early
it's
in the day.
It's noon and the sun's going down.
Yeah. Sunday morning, my kids woke up at 5 a.m. I mean, gosh, it's terrible.
The Tyson Foods CFO passes out in a random homeowner's bed.
Okay, is this the same guy that got in a fight of the game?
No, that was
Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat.
Oh, wow.
Anything but
this is real meat.
Real chicken.
Uh-huh. This is Big Tyson.
Huh.
Yeah, so the chief financial officer of Tyson Foods, John R. Tyson, the son of the company's chairman, he was found asleep in a stranger's bed early in the morning. Mm-hmm. A college-age woman living in the home called cops and said that she left her door unlocked and he was there. He had his clothes on the ground. He was in the bed. Apparently, he smelled of alcohol. Mm. I think he just got drunk, went in the wrong house.
Oh, no.
Yes, but how, I mean, what is up with the meat suppliers getting too drunk, going, I mean.
Well, it's two Arkansas stories. Those are both Arkansas.
Well, I was going to say Arkansas, too, but then he walks into a house. There's no one there. He goes into the bed, and I mean.
I think he's just drunk and thought it was his place.
Yeah.
Who hasn't done that?
Me? I've never been that drunk.
Never.
Eddie, but you've peed.
In my own room.
Yes, in the corner of your own room, thinking it was a toilet.
It's very different. Let me tell you,
I dreamt. My point is, you thought you were somewhere you weren't.
No, I dreamt that I was actually in the bathroom peeing in the toilet, but I wasn't. I was peeing in the corner of my room.
Mm-hmm. It just, you just kind of, you would think CEOs or heads of companies like this that are that big don't make decisions like this.
Well, his dad's the chairman.
That's
so
a little
it's
easier to get there.
Oh, his dad.
Yeah. His name's Tyson.
Yeah.
And then ain't Mike.
Okay.
The world population will hit 8 billion next week.
Oh, boy.
I don't really know what that means.
That means there's 8 billion people on Earth.
But I mean, it's like they're like 72 million pounds of taco meat will be in the Super Bowl. And I'm like, I don't know.
But what does it hover at? Like, is that a little more? Are we having more kids?
I stopped reading it. This is the part of the day where I just grab stories I haven't done yet and see if I'm interested as I read the headline.
Okay.
Hold on. I read the other day how many people are born a day, and I forgot.
I wonder if that's the same number as the people dying a day.
No, there's less. There's more being born than dying, right? That's how we're at 8 billion.
I think we're done. Anything else you need to do, Mike?
You don't like that conversation?
Yeah, I'm done. I mean, we had a good talk with her. I had some stories I wanted to kill.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you.
And I mean, listen.
We'll see you guys.
Wait, hold on.
385,000 babies are born
each
day? Right,
bye,
sir,
guys. You can cut it, Eddie.
For each person that dies.
Bye, everybody.
No, guys.
And we're
guys. Okay. No. For every person that dies, 2.39 babies are born.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.